Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, boys, guys, ladies, friends, this is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Joey D has arrived. Joey D is back. Mikey V has arrived. Big day today, college football slate. And fellas, I just want to say it's absolutely wonderful to see you guys today. And I'm looking forward to doing this program with you boys.
That's great to hear. Nice little view back there. I like that. That's a good backdrop for you.
You want to see the sphere?
Yeah, let's see the sphere.
I'm going to show you the sphere.
Let's see the sphere.
Let me show you the sphere.
Special place. Wow.
Look at
that. Might as well
thing.
Be sitting right on top of that thing.
Look at that, D-man.
It looks nice. Like the Death Star, that thing, man.
It's the desert sunshine.
I don't know how they built that thing is one of the most mind-boggling.
It's a marvel. Like, it's a scientific marvel.
Yeah, it really is. By the way, I know I got a little, it looks a little ridiculous here. I hadn't noticed. Okay.
That.
Well, I'd like to go end up on the target.
What is that?
It's my headphones are, something's wrong with my headphones. So I think they work, but I just think it looks ridiculous.
What did you put them together with, like clips?
Bro, I hand to God, I didn't notice until you said something. Now I'm looking at it. It looks insane. It looks like he Jimmy rigged it with like electric tape, and like it just looks so crazy. You shouldn't have said a word.
I could imagine him right before the show freaking out, just trying to get like some kind of clips.
I was late. I was late, you know. I felt bad about that. Ladies and gentlemen, the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by BreezyGolf.com. Coming soon, you'll see the hat on my head, different colors. Really, really cool. So take an eye out for that. I'm also going to bash our own just real quickly. Out of all the polos that we've done some great polos. You got to put your hand up on some polos. The worst polo that we have ever made is being worn currently.
I call it the... happy acid smiley polo.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool, man.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I mean, I would never wear it in public, but I think it's
that's
cool.
A problem. That's a big problem.
It's a good like lounging polo. Like yeah. I'm very comfortable right now. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, it's great. Our polos are great. You got to put your hand up on some polos. That polo just so happens to be a polo that if we had to go with the worst.
It's like Disney. Like, not every Disney movie was, you know, a blockbuster. You got to put out a couple clunkers. Nobody bats 1,000.
By the way, I got fucking smashed last week for calling Spy Kids a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Marvel movie. Yeah, yeah, that was...
I mean, Bob, that was...
Well, I don't think it was the fact that you called it a Disney movie. It was more like you were putting the Spy Kids in the same category of superhero as like Batman and fucking like Superman. Like that was tough. That was tough, bro. That was bad.
Another thing I do want to address, let's just get it all out there too. My dad is like, you guys gotta address this, you guys gotta do something about it. And I told him there's really nothing that we can do. People get upset that we record. Like, people want us to record on Mondays, and unfortunately, that's just not possible to do it every time. There's some Mondays where we can do it, but with schedules, it's just not possible to do it every... I'd love to do it every Monday, because I understand maybe we could limit the talk on things that happen, like, Saturday or Friday, so it's not new, I think we could do, but I just think recording every Monday for us is not possible.
And also, I mean... people want to compare, like, our when we record in the morning on the weekend, we just have a lot more juice than we do if we record on Monday night. We always do.
That's true.
You want an episode?
Are you okay today, Joe?
We're going to give you an episode.
All right. That's what I like to hear. See, yeah. he turned it right around. Yeah. As soon as I started wondering, it looked like...
The thing is, it's like... Oh, Joe, I mean, people who want to complain that we don't do it on Mondays, okay, they would complain a hell of a lot more if we didn't put an episode out at all. So, like, we're doing our best here. Yeah. We're trying to give you, and I don't think we've missed an episode. God knows how long we filmed episodes on Thursdays just so that we could get one out. And, you know, we're traveling. We're doing stuff. We got lots going on. Mike's got a family. Football's on now, so he's 10 times harder now to get with. And it's just there's a lot going on. So, you know, we got to film when we got to film. And, you know, unfortunately, we missed some of the stuff.
I think we do a good job, honestly. I thought the last couple, I think we're on a streak of high-level energy, high-energy level pods. Man.
I know.
That's like a month or two.
I say this every time, but the pod's never been hotter. It really is. If you look at the YouTube video views and all, and that's all thanks to the folks. So we do appreciate it. But Joe's right. When you look at it, and, you know, not to pat ourselves on the back, but that's exactly what we're going to do. I can't tell you the last time we missed. Our sales team that we have contacted us and contacted the ticket for a schedule for 2025 so they could start planning for, like, when we have vacations of when not to sell. Right. We told them, we said, look, we don't really take vacations. If there's a pod that we miss, we would give notice. But we plan to get every single.
We play
pod
rain or shine, Bob.
Yeah. We're like the U.S. Postal Service. You know, rain, sleet, hail, whatever the creed is.
The U.S. Postal Service is not that good.
They're there though. They're there. They show up every.
I would not want to be compared to the U.S. Postal Service. Newman was like the poster boy for the U.S. Postal Service and Seinfeld about how they just didn't give a shit. I'm not saying that that's the case. I'm sure there's some really good people in the.
No, there's good mailmen out there. There's dedicated mailmen and women out there.
I'm sure there's a lot that could care less about their job though, Michael.
Could you see Joe as like your neighborhood mailman in like the short shorts carrying around? I could see that. I could see. I think it would be a great mailman.
Your mail is just like on the lawn. You know,
and like, no. I gotta tell you, be a personable mailman. I do.
Carriers these days have gotten lazy, man. They really have. Compared to back in the day, you know, I feel like the post. I feel like everything was better back in the day. Like everything has just declined, including the mail service. Now they used to drop off packages right at your door. Now they just leave them all downstairs, just all hanging out next to the mailboxes. Like they just throw them. It's like they can't go up two floors on an elevator to drop off the package. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I feel like service as a whole. Since the pandemic, in the last 10 years has declined in every industry that you'll find. It's just like,
I don't disagree with that. Yeah. I think it's harder to find help. I think it's far, you know, qualified people to help anyway. But, you know, one of my biggest anxieties about living in a complex or a building where there's multiple units is the delivery service of packages. That would really affect, I would be thinking about that with every order. Like, it's so easy when you got your standalone address at the house. There's only one place to go. There's only one number.
Yes.
If they screw that up, then really there's a major problem. Something's
100%.
Going on. But in a building, I would have a lot of anxiety. Suppose you're getting something really big delivered. Like
Bob
like
used to send all of his stuff to the Jets because he gets stolen.
You had it bad over there in LA. I remember
any package, it was a 50-50 shot whether
that's
it got
wild,
stolen.
Dude. No way to live. You can't live like that.
On two occasions that I walked into the package room and there was a guy stealing packages while I was there. And so I went through
what did
my
you say
package.
To him?
What am I going to do?
I mean, you didn't say anything. Bob. You just let him.
No, it's not.
Bob does not like confrontation.
I understand, but
besides that guy in Italy in the sauna.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable. No word exists to describe it. It's better than mind blowing. It's mouth blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy. This newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic. classic is a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Did you call the authorities?
I did. That I did.
Okay, all right. At least there was some.
I would have said something. He could have been stealing one of your packages.
Bob. Joe, you don't know what these guys are capable of. Like, you don't want to fuck with them.
Oh, you're not.
He could
not
be an armed assailant, Joe.
What
he could
am
be
I
armed.
Defenseless.
Like, you're strong, well built young man. Like,
Bob's defenseless against a package thief.
Yeah.
He could have a box cutter. Suppose he pulls a box cutter on Bob. What's Bob going to do?
It would take a lot more than a box cutter to shut me up. Let me tell you something right now.
Well, yeah, but you're different though.
Bob, you might have been stealing one of your packages.
You're like a rhino.
But yeah, I'm not fighting some guy over packages.
How do you know he was stealing them, by the way?
Oh, he was digging through them. He was going package by package.
Oh, I would have gone off.
He could have been a street tough. You don't know.
You don't know what's on.
I might honestly have held him in there till the manager came in to arrest him.
These are the types of things that
That's scary. And by the way,
Bob, you saw what I did at the restaurant. I'm not lying.
I was gonna say he's not joking.
I know he's not.
Scary.
That's why it's great.
But Bob,
did you tell him the story about what happened in the restaurant?
Tell the story. There's a story at the Four Seasons where a customer comes into the restaurant. Joe's the manager of the restaurant. Have you heard this, Mikey?
I haven't. I don't know. I'll let you know at the end of the story if I've heard it.
It's the most underrated Joey D story of all time. Okay?
Go ahead.
Guy comes into the Four Seasons. He comes into the restaurant. Okay? He's racking up a bill. Okay? He starts
buying drinks for everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Starts to get pretty intoxicated. Okay?
Can imagine where this is going.
Joey D ruled that place with an iron fist. He when he wasn't watching and betting on games, he was ruling that place with an iron fist.
That TV at the bar was great, man.
I used to go into the restaurant and you could hear him screaming, and it was like he was in his living room. He would be in his suit screaming at the TV at the bar next to the patrons. Anyway, guys drinking way too much or whatever. There's an issue. He doesn't want to pay his bill. Okay, so they tell him, sir, you got to pay his bill. Okay, Joe goes over to the guy. The guy still doesn't want to pay his bill. So he goes to leave the place, takes his check that he was given, chucks it up into the air of the Four Seasons. Okay, starts walking away. Joey D runs over to the guy. Tackles the guy.
Oh my god, bro! You tackled him to the ground.
Yeah,
now mind you, Mikey.
You Ray Lewis, this guy,
Mikey. Mind you,
it was on the stairs leading outside. He was trying to run for it.
Mikey, mind you.
But by the way, Mikey, he took.
Wait, D-man. Mind you, there are 50 cameras inside the Four Seasons, just in the restaurant alone. There's a full security team. The Four Seasons makes millions of dollars a quarter, okay? Cameras everywhere. You just let him go. You call security. They'll have his information. Joey D tackles the guy, is holding him down, and the security's looking down at him like what to do, and Katsu goes, call the police.
And he's got pinata farm written all over it, man.
He's holding on to the guy. The guy's like, brother comes the next day, apologizes, paid the check. Joe, correct me if I missed anything there.
Well, when he took the, you know, the bill folds, Mikey, like the checkbook,
mm-hmm.
threw it. And it almost hit someone.
Right. That's borderline assault. Right there.
Yes, he threw it in the air, and there's a bunch of people dancing. There was a live band,
wow.
And it almost hit somebody dancing, so it almost hurt another patron. And then he books it out the side door to go down to Rodeo to run out. And I just ran. I tackled him down the stairs. I held him
downstairs. You tackled him down a set
yes.
of stairs.
There was a set of like three.
There was no injuries.
Only like
by anyone.
Two, There's only like, Bob, you know,
you had
like
to be hurting
stairs.
The day after that a little bit. You had to be
a little sore.
I was going to say, you don't tackle somebody on a set of stairs at your size.
But the thing is, that
I don't know
how
big this other guy was.
I was holding him down. He's trying to kick me and do stuff, and I'm holding him down, and I got my forearm down near his throat. And then finally, Rob, you remember the security guard, that Rob guy? He was such a nice guy. He's just standing there watching me. I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, oh, what do I do? I'm like, get the fucking cops. The cops come. I had held him until the cops come. The cops come, put him in cuffs. They brought him in. I had to write out a report. And then the next day, the brother called the restaurant begging and pleading me not
for
to
you
press
to drop
charges.
Yeah.
And I said, you pay the full bill and give a 20% tip to the server and we'll
Good
call it
for
even.
You, man. Good for you.
And so, but the guy was barred after that. He was never allowed back.
You know, it's scary that the security guard is asking Joe what to do in that scenario. Well, what kind of screening are they doing to hire these security guys?
Well, he was not a big guy. He was not a big guy.
But still, I mean, what do I do?
But at the same time, Mikey,
I think he was so shocked that I had done that. He didn't know.
Oh, I would be shocked.
I agree.
By the way, Bob, the biggest part of that story was the set of stairs that you missed. That's a big
Bob,
part
I didn't
of
know
the story.
You know, the ones to go on the side door, they're only like two or three stairs. It's not like a whole flight.
But it's
but
cement.
That's dangerous, man. I think about that. I'd be out of commission for
and
least,
I was in a full suit, Michael. I was wearing a full suit.
By the way, Mike, he used to wear a lapel on him. So imagine like a flower lapel on him while he's looking.
You know what, though?
Well, Joe always gets dressed up, so it must have been like he must have been so
I used
insane.
To do on my Instagram, I used to do the OOTD, the outfit of the day, and I'd take a selfie picture. I actually missed those.
You should go
those
back.
Those were old school. Yeah. Outfit of the day was a great little segment.
I like that too with the golf attire. It was always good. It was always
but I you know what it is? It's like, yeah, I could have let him go. It's about the principle, man. I agree, Joe.
I think it was
do
a good
whatever
move.
They want and get away with it. And no one's going to ever challenge anyone. And you know what? Not on my watch, man. I was just like, you know what? It's you almost hurt somebody in the restaurant. You acted like a big shot trying to press people by buying drinks. You're stealing from us. I'm not going to just sit there and watch you run out into the night down Rodeo Drive.
Now I feel like shit for letting that guy go with the boxes. Now I feel
maybe
like
he stole
bag.
An important parcel or package that someone had sent for someone's wedding or for somebody's anniversary or something.
I called
or a birthday card from grandma.
I notified the authorities in LA. You don't know. I'm at the stage in my life.
What stage in your life are you at?
You've been at this stage for years, man.
What stage are we talking about?
You've been at this stage for years.
I'm at this stage in my life where I got no business fighting somebody over a box. I feel like
that's been your stage, though, for like, this isn't like, why were you, if you were a teenager, you would have thrown down with this guy?
Well, I got suspended. I got suspended in middle school for a fight.
You fought?
Kicked the living shit out of a kid. You could ask
anybody. What happened?
This kid must have assaulted his mother.
A lot of fight stories. See, I don't have a lot of fight stories.
We should call this episode Fight Club.
I got suspended. I got a standing ovation in the cafeteria. Everybody,
this is ridiculous, man. What the kid? All right. So what the kid do?
I got suspended. He I was hooking up with a Spanish girl under the stair.
Of course you were. Those of us who don't know, we call him Bobby Baja. Bobby Baja.
Baja Bob.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
Every day we would meet at a certain time after prayer and we would hook up under the staircase. And this was a very well kept secret.
This is good.
I really liked the girl. And in where I grew up. There wasn't a lot of like Spanish people in the high school or whatever. So like, which I was very close friends with all the Spanish people. I was friends with everybody, whatever. But I told this guy who was such everybody hated him. His name was Mark Ferris. And
not to throw anybody.
Yeah. I mean, if anybody from Randolph who's listening to this, they're going to love it. But I told him that I was hooking up with this girl and I didn't want anybody to know. I told him a few minutes later, he said, did you hear that Robbie's hooking up with a, and then he said the word that you don't call a Spanish person.
Oh my.
So I took his hat, I took him and I threw him. And there was a,
good for you, man. They shouldn't have suspended you. That was like a civil rights fight.
there was a milk carton cooler, like an open cooler. So I threw his head in that, and then I punched him right on top of the head. And then they came and they broke it up. I have the letter that I wrote to my parents apologizing for.
See, now that would be good to get out in the public.
You like have
maybe
it?
Next week you could read that letter. That would be
I really have good. The yeah, I said like I tried to act like very proper. Like I said, I was met with a lot of chagrin when I realized
which,
that I was
which
like,
makes no
it
sense.
Made no
what?
Sense.
What the hell does that even mean?
I'm telling you.
I think it would be like I think the line would be much to my chagrin would be
yes.
like the line.
Yeah. Yes, I botched
who uses chagrin in an apology letter.
I know. It was like a big word that I had just
I tell you what, though, this is another case where I think you were in the right, though, 100%.
My dad
as
was
Joe.
Very happy. As yeah, my dad Joe. Was very happy. He really was.
Did the kid apologize to you after?
I mean, we ended up becoming friends. We were...
You became friends?
Really. No, I mean, we got over it, but everybody wanted to see this kid get the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah,
and,
well,
and I really
good.
Did.
Yeah.
What did this kid amount to now? What does he do?
Nobody knows. He like left the high school. He like dropped. Yeah, I mean,
Bob changed.
Bob ruined this kid's life.
No, he was trouble. I'm telling you, man. Anybody from Randolph that's listening to this is gonna love Mark.
I'd love an update on Mark Ferris to see where he is now.
An iconic name. Kicked the shit out. But that was my fight. And now
that was my fight. The one in his life. Good for
I
you,
got
Bob.
Nothing. Everybody's
one
got
and
their fun. Yeah, I mean,
one and oh, yeah, go out on top.
Yeah,
on top.
Leave up. You know, I wrestled Jed in the Bob Does Sports episode, but I'm not a
think
fighter.
Jed kind of won that, by the
no,
way.
No, are you kidding me, Joe?
I'd like to see a rematch.
Well, maybe you want to see a rematch, but the Jed did not win that. I had
but you
that.
Were down on the ground.
He was under me the whole time.
I don't know. I have to watch back the playback.
Oh, you
Jed is Jed is feisty, man. He's a feisty one.
Well, yeah, because he's suicidal.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry. Sorry. That was tough. That was tough. Anyway, keeping it on rolling here. But yeah, that's where I mean Joe.
Now, Michael,
lie,
I could see Mikey being in tons of fights growing
no.
up.
No.
When
no.
you were yeah. when you were on the juice.
I was
on the juice.
I wasn't on the juice. I wasn't on the juice.
Mikey, so. you look like you lived in a fucking Gold's Gym. For those
I did.
Years you're
I
going
mean,
to Dre's.
I, yes, before I was married and before I had kids, I was Tupperwaring seven meals a day, going to the gym 2 hours a day. Like this was before I was married,
was on,
I had kids.
When he was on the juice.
Yeah, that's absurd, man. That's just an absurd allegation. And I vehemently
deny
it.
You were young. You were young. It was a past lifetime.
I know. I was young. I mean, I definitely was young. But I got to be honest. No, the opposite was true. Like,
really?
Were people
intimidated of you?
No, I think I would be out a lot and it was always small guys. Like small guys, like short guys would
that's FMS.
SMS. Antagonize me, try and like bait me in, and I just never really I would just look at them, I'd be like, bro, like are we like is this really we're really like this is really the road you want to go down? But I gotta say, like, I was so basic, I only went to one place every weekend where I would actually
Dre's.
Go out.
DJs.
And I knew every
like
single
furniture in there,
every single bouncer in there was like a buddy of mine, every single one. So all I would do, literally, and my wife can attest to this, the guys I used to have the shore houses with, if some guy got really shitty, especially with one of the girls that we were with, if like somebody got shitty with Holly or somebody got shitty with one of my boys' girls, I would literally just look at the one bouncer that worked every weekend. I'd like motion like this. They would come with six fucking guys and just sweep the guy out like this. I wasn't like,
that's a good feeling.
Yeah. I just never wanted to get in any kind of fights with guys. Cause I always felt like I would be looked at as if I was in the wrong because of how much bigger I was than most.
When
of the
you,
guys.
When you become,
I would always be looked at as a scumbag.
Yeah.
Is it, you know what I mean?
Is
it
this,
would always be like, how am I going to sell to somebody if I get in a fist fight with a guy who's 5'6" that he started it with me? How am I going to possibly sell that to anybody?
Is
nobody's
this
gonna believe it.
Pre or post juice?
There is no juice.
But I will agree with what Mike says.
No, that was my going. That was like my Jersey Shore. Like that was my Jersey Shore era. That is what would happen. But my point being is that if I got in a fist fight with somebody, my first thing was like, maybe I'll lose my job, number one. It'll ruin my reputation, number two. But number three, if I went to court and I had to stand next to a guy who's 5'6",
you're in a
how
bad...
am I going to tell the judge true. That he started the fight with me?
It's
nobody's going to believe that.
Yeah,
nobody's going to fucking believe it. I'm going to look like a psycho.
The short man syndrome, man, is a real
Napoleon
thing.
Syndrome.
Yeah. But you know what, Mikey, you're right. When you're friends with the staff at an establishment,
why would you
like
bother?
A nightclub.
Right.
It's a good feeling. Like when I got in the fight the one time when I was in Whistler, I knew all the bouncers and the GMs. They immediately threw the guy out. They gave me a bunch of stuff, made sure I was fine. I mean, I kicked the shit out of the guy. But at that time, it's the same thing. It's like when you have, you know, the support of the team, you know that you're in a good place.
That's correct.
I felt great walking around with Mikey when we were in the Bronx.
Oh God!
Remember the three of us got away because we went to go see Volpe. We took a little detour.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't really a detour, Bob.
It was seedy area, Mikey.
Bob, it was the street next to Yankee Stadium. There's much worse areas to go than that.
That was a seedy area, man.
It was acting like we walked through the fucking worst street in America.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable. No word exists to describe it. It's better than mind blowing. It's mouth blowing, bright, citrusy, and spicy. This newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Fellas, I think it's a good time to go into our buy or sell segment of the week. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you not liked? I got something on my chest where, if you boys don't mind, I'd love to start. I think this is going to hit you.
Are you feeling all right, by the way?
Do I sound a little...
Sound a little nasally. Are you all right?
You know what? Me and my dad were on the
desert air.
We were on the blackjack table last night, and we went on a crazy run, and we were scraped. It was so much fun.
Okay.
That's fun. It really was. It was awesome.
You were on a heater?
Yeah. And you know me, I don't really... With the blackjack table, I don't go nuts. We couldn't stop winning. I realized what you got to do. Like, when you're winning, you bet bigger when you're winning than when you're losing. Take it down.
Progressive, Bob.
Yes.
Progressive.
Oh, yeah.
The D-man knows.
Yeah, he loves himself some action, man.
He
doesn't matter where
it
is,
right,
where
it
comes
take
up.
It easy.
I mean, you're a man who loves action. There's nothing to be ashamed of with that.
If Joe, I said all the time, if you got a GoPro and a casino to approve it, of like, if you ever see, like, Dana White does these streams, like, in the back room of the Red Rock, like, and they can do whatever they want.
I couldn't afford to be in there, Bob. Those guys are going wild.
I don't think he's saying, like, at that table.
I know, but I'm saying Dana White goes with the heavy hitters. Those guys are,
but I think
those guys
means,
are
like,
insane.
I think he means just if you could be filmed gambling in any capacity in a casino, it would be very, very good.
Well, yeah, anything I do, even at a sports, if you go to a sports arena and watch a game,
that's
so nuts.
That's something I really, I would love to live bet. Like, I think that would just be like, I think that would be hit if we put in like a bet.
11-11, make a wish.
Oh, I hope I go 3-0 today. That's my
Me
wish.
Me too.
You can't say it, Mikey.
By the way, I
you
took
said make
bet,
a wish.
So I hope you do too. But I don't know what book you have, Mikey, because I'm always a point. Every time when you're only subs play, it's always a point or a half point.
It's all DraftKings.
Always
but if you
has
don't,
to be DraftKings.
Always DraftKings.
Always will be DraftKings.
Here's the problem. If you don't see it when it first comes out, like, they very likely could move a half a point or a point 3-4 hours.
No, later. I get that. And I'm riding. It's like the last six, though. I'm missing it by like a point or a half a point. And you gave me a winner yesterday that you didn't even post.
Yeah.
Which is terrific.
Yeah.
What winner?
He threw out a winner last
Bob,
night.
Well, hold on. Let's, I text.
I've been
Bob,
asking
I,
the game.
I know, I know.
That's not, no.
But
right,
the
no,
I know. For a while, no, Joe. It's been barren as the Sahara Desert in there.
I agree.
This guy's side texting winners?
No.
It was a nice one, D. It was a real nice
now,
one.
Bob, give the context.
Was it Yankees?
I'll defend
him. No, but
that's how
it happened, though, because we were talking about the Yankees, and then he goes, me and my dad really want to put in a play. Do you have anything? I go, I got nothing. I'm not putting anything out. But if I was to put something out, I'm going to ride on this one bet. And it was the under in the
Arizona game.
Kansas State, Arizona game. And it was 61, and it came in at like 38. Now, but
Jet told me to take Arizona.
Did he?
Jet was hot, though. He was on a heater. He was feeling himself.
No, he's pulling some shit. He's been giving out picks and losing a ton of picks. But he says
his Twitter official picks are 3-0.
Yeah, yes. He says
well, it's now 3-1.
Not a Twitter.
Well, no, that one wasn't a Twitter official.
Dude, he's I love him.
He took Arizona. Arizona plus 7. It was an official Twitter pick.
He put it out?
Yeah, he put it out. Put it out last night. I saw it. I was like, this guy is feeling it, man. Yeah.
I thought he just put out the Bills. So the Bills money line.
He did that also the night before, which was a great call. I mean, I liked Miami all week. I didn't put out Miami, but I thought Miami. But man,
you want to talk about a team that is fraudulent? The Miami Dolphins.
They're done, dude. They're done.
Fraudulent as you can be, man.
Yeah. This guy, though.
Yeah,
he
put 3-1. Yeah, he put it out.
This is like a more serious thing now. Like, besides them being fraudulent, like, Tua really has to consider like his life after football because
his arms were like this.
The same shit that happened against Cincinnati 2 years ago in Cincinnati. Really
bad,
man. Like, it's scary. Like, that's not like.
And he just signed a big contract, too, man. That's tough.
So they have some kind of insurance clause in that contract where if it's an injury reason as to why he may go out, if he does go out, they get like 50 million of the 100 and whatever it was guaranteed back.
Yeah, but, financially,
I mean, at least he's guaranteed to have money and not have to worry.
He's getting at least like 120 million no matter what.
I would just walk away right now.
Yeah, but you know,
Mike,
what
can you tell me if
no, you're
you said you could hang it up right now, Bob, and you could walk off into the sunset with 120 million. Would you not do it?
I probably would. The thing about Tua is like, and this is why I feel bad for him. I don't often feel bad for a lot of these guys, but I really do think like that he loves the game.
I agree.
I really think.
But I mean, you got a family, dude.
I agree.
You don't want to be a walking vegetable because
play.
And so do I. It's sad because I agree with Mikey, though. You could tell he really does love the game and he's such a good leader. I feel bad.
I think a lot has to do with like his upbringing and his culture. Like they're very family culture, but like when they commit to something, the Samoan guys like that, like they're very, very like passionate about the game. Hawaiian, Samoan.
Samoans might be my favorite people of
all time. They're unbelievable.
They really are.
The haka is like one of my favorite
Samoans
things.
Do you
on the
know?
Earth.
Tony Finau.
He knows two.
Yeah, but he knows them vicariously through
from afar.
Right, from afar. He admires from afar.
It's like he's mingling with these people on a day to day basis.
When these guys come out and do the haka, man, they're doing the haka in full, you know. Full pads
that's
before
New
the
Zealand,
game,
right? That's the All Blacks. That's All Blacks.
I mean, but Hawaii does it too. I think Hawaii football does it. The hockey.
Do they really?
Oh yeah.
The best is like where do like somebody did it in the Olympics where like they did the haka to the USA team when they got blown out by like 60.
Well,
that's the best. But great winner out of Mikey and D Man. I would love to have you riding on that, but really.
Like Bob really had himself a night, man.
That Yankee game was something. That Yankee game.
Dude, it's fun. You know,
Aaron Judge salami was something.
Just messaged me. Austin Wells asking when we're going to come to a playoff game.
We need to put that on the books. Yeah.
We really do. I really want to go to a playoff game.
October's going to be tough, too, man.
October's really tough.
I know.
We got a lot of shit coming up, Bob.
We do. We do. All right, let's get on into our buy or sell segment of the week. He's on one today.
He really is. And you know what? That's what we need. That's what we need.
I thought something was off with him to start the show.
That's what I said.
I was being respectful.
Yeah, no, I thought something was off.
Came back. He came back. He rallied
sure
real
did.
Nice.
Sure yeah. did. All right, buy or sell segment. I think you boys will level with my frustration with this. It really, really bothers me. I am selling live sports books in Vegas. So sports books that you go to. We love DraftKings dearly, but sports books that you go to, they now, for any type of game days, okay, just to get a seat. Now, mind you, you're at the sports book. It used to be you're gambling, you're drinking. That's enough. For me and my dad to watch the games today, to have two seats for college football from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. or 4 p.m., is $350 for me and
a
him.
Seat?
For the two seats. To have two seats.
Are you watching a Venetian sportbook or?
We're at Venetian.
Venetian's expensive, man. Like everything there is just so expensive. It is crazy.
We're gambling. We're eating.
But do they know that you're gambling?
He's got a point, because if you don't have like an account with them, you know what I mean?
I would almost just create an account with them and then just put a game on it. You probably get it for free. They probably think that you're just some random guest coming to watch
Joe's the game. Joe's right about the rewards
card or something. Right. They probably would not even charge you.
I would agree.
100%.
So you don't agree with my
I don't know if it's worth it for him to do a rewards thing, because how many times?
No, but I'm saying just to save the $350.
But I don't think that's the case.
I bet you, Bob, it is. It's like anything. If you have a card for these places, they see that you're using it, they're gonna give you the carte blanche service. It's way better. They're gonna think that you're some random off the street just using their facilities that takes away from the people that are their patrons, which is why they charge you.
I don't disagree with him. I think he's right.
I'm telling you right now. Now, if not, I would agree with yourself. But I think a lot of these, probably too, these high end sports books like
Bellagio, or
Venetian. It's not like you're at like some shitty, like they're going to be like top notch. Like a lot of them have like service, drink service, like leather chairs. So they're gonna make sure that they're allowing the seats to be open for their patrons. That's my thought.
I mean, my cell just got smoked. My cell just got absolutely.
Well, not necessarily.
Not necessarily. We could be wrong, but
if they don't, and that's just how it goes there. That's
I'm gonna ask.
They're charging people who are members. That's absurd.
Yeah, but Joe, you know what? You don't know. Like maybe, like you know what they do too in Vegas. Whenever they have a big event, because I remember I went out to Vegas one time when I was very young.
Yeah, Super Bowl or something.
Just so happened to be staying in the MGM Grand when Tyson.
Oh, Mike Tyson fight.
When Tyson came back for like his first fight, and he knocked the guy out in like the first 45 seconds. They had jacked up the prices of everything in the MGM Grand because the fight was there. Same thing with Venetian. Maybe they're like, everyone and their mother's going to be here for this UFC, for the Sphere. It's this big thing. We're just going to, I mean, they do this. It's gouging, but that's what they do.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm going to check. I mean, maybe you're right. If not, I think it's crazy.
I went and watch the Masters one year at the Caesars Sportsbook, and they didn't charge us anything. And I sat there for hours, I was staying in the hotel. I had a card. So I think that makes a big difference.
I think this is a new development that they do this. I think it's pretty recent that now they charge at all these sportsbooks, but it's crazy to me. And I paid it. 'Cause like, we want to watch the games. We're not going to go to some random
now,
bar.
If it was in the evening, they might be showing the UFC. I would imagine they would charge regardless.
That's a different story. Now you're showing a pay-per-view event. That's different.
But they will do that.
Yeah,
I can't wait to order that pay-per-view tonight, by the way.
Bob, you should have messaged
the fuck in, man.
Oh, but it's not really a good card.
No, it's not.
It's a shitty card.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's shitty,
but compared to UFC 299, UFC 300,
they need a good pay-per-view bad, because these last couple pay-per-views have stunk.
The thing is it could stink. If you're in the Sphere, it's still going to be spectacular.
Of course, because the
visual effects, you know, it's going to be stimulating and unbelievable.
We have eyes on what row we're in, Bob.
It's good. It's really good.
You see where he was for the press conference? He was the first row.
We were in Dana White's seats. It was pretty crazy. For me, just I always said to you guys, but like, and the goal was to get enough tickets to where everybody went. It was a hard two, no wiggle room. But to have these experiences with my dad is the coolest thing, which you guys know. I mean, it's really cool. He is a kid at a candy shop when he goes to these things. And
Where'd you do dinner last night?
We wanted to do Golden Steer. And I thought, I thought Cuzzy was going to pull through. His connect didn't pull through. Mm-hmm. So that's going to fire up Rocket. Cuzzy never misses, and he didn't pull through.
But how much notice did you give him? You can't tell him the night of. Like that's not fair to him, because like a spot
I'm
like
gonna
that.
Go ahead and say that there was less than 72 hours.
No. He's told him the day of, Michael.
No, that's not true.
I'm gonna say less than 72 hours.
It was the day that we left Bandon. So that would have been Wednesday for a Friday night reservation. Because he could pull off
that's,
anything.
That's less than that's 72 hours, Bob.
That is, yeah, that's not a lot.
Mikey, that's on a Friday night in Vegas, yeah, the weekend of the Sphere.
We should we should see if he could get us and give him a month's notice for a
I'm gonna get a text from Kazi about this, but
as soon as it comes out.
I want a little fire
in his belly.
I want a little fire.
I'll tell you who's got some fire in his belly. Saquon Barkley right now. Holy shit. Yeah. He looks tremendous.
Yeah, well, everybody saw that coming, man. That's bad. That's bad for the Giants.
But yeah, Bob, I wouldn't hold that against him. That's not a and their mother is in Vegas right now for that Sphere card. It's got to be a lot of heavy hitters too going to this that Golden Steer, Michael. That place is apparently.
We're gonna go. I hope
for the
Sphere. I'm gonna talk to my guys too.
They won't even let you for the Sphere. They like usually they do the presser and the weigh in. They won't even let you into the Sphere. The fighters are not allowed to see the Sphere. They're not showing anybody. They're not. Yeah,
it's gonna be a spectacle. I got to tell you, like you're gonna obviously like being inside, but I bet the way that they present and package the pay per view is gonna be very very cool. The way they actually are able to show.
How much is the pay per view?
It's gonna be $100. I mean, it's $80 always. I would imagine this may be $100. If this was $110, I wouldn't be surprised. Dude, I can tell you right now. I'll look
a gummy too to be in the clouds.
You have to.
I mean, going into the clouds into that. We'll get the sit tickets later, boys. Let's keep it on rolling here. But yeah, it really is. It should be very very special. I mean, I will go and I will check about the Venetian Rewards program. You could be right, Joe. Could be wrong, too.
Check to go to the Circus Swim, Bob. That's the place to watch all the games.
Yeah, I know.
Rocky probably. I mean, if you give them, last minute's known, it's going to be tough to get anything. But those guys, they have the plug in there. That place is unbelievable.
I'll check. I'll let you know. If not, it's a good sell, but it might be. We'll see. Anyway, let's go over to Mikey B for the buy or sell.
$80.
It's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad.
I'm going to sell. I've been seeing this more and more the last couple seasons. And yes, it's a football related thing. I've been seeing it and it's just the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It really is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. Some of my players from my teams, my favorite teams do it. The double mouthpiece, having two mouthpieces on your helmet. It's one of the dumbest. I just don't.
Why do they do it?
I don't know. I don't. It's like I don't know if it's like the new style, kind of like you remember when everyone like back in the day, like all of a sudden out of nowhere, were wearing like the sweatbands around their biceps, like on their elbow. They would have this like the tennis sweatbands, like elbow, bicep, wrist. They would run it all the way. The finger tape sometimes. Like there's just these trends. But the double mouthpiece to me, like I could see why you could kind of want all those other things. The double mouthpiece is one of the most bizarre. And these guys, some of these guys, they just have the mouthpiece. They don't even use it. They don't even put it in. It's just like a fashion statement, I guess. I don't know. They should make a uniform rule about the mouthpieces. It's very annoying. I don't like it.
Yeah, that's,
I mean,
also too, you think it's clanging up against their helmet when they're sprinting for a route. Like that's gotta be annoying.
I mean, Caleb does something that really annoys me too. Caleb Williams does the thing where he just keeps the mouthpiece and he chews it, but he never actually puts it in all the way like Steph Curry. Steph Curry does the same thing.
Yeah, but that's
Caleb,
swag.
Caleb,
that's
a
is
weird
that swag?
Guy, man.
What? Why is that swag? How
it's
is
not
that swag?
I
don't get it.
I mean, Curry's swag.
You like it, so you like it.
For Curry, it's swag. Like, if you don't want it in there, you just don't. Look, if
I
you're,
tell you
why
what.
I have one at all, then.
Well, if you're bald, look, if Caleb Williams balled out week one and
he
was
didn't
doing
ball
that.
Out. Let me tell you, he did not ball out. He might have to ditch the mouth guard all completely if he keeps playing the way he did.
I don't see the purpose. He didn't turn the ball over at all.
Mike, he threw 96 yards.
I understand.
He was
that.
Abysmal. He almost cost you guys the game. Your defense and special teams won you the game.
I don't disagree with anything that you just said, but I mean, I did watch every play. I know how poor the performance was.
Oh, I know.
He also had a Hall of Fame wide receiver drop a wide open touchdown pass in the end zone. So, if that pass gets caught, maybe it looks a little didn't turn the ball over. Anyway, the point is the mouth guard. If you're going to have a mouth guard, I just don't understand why you're not.
I agree with that. By the way, you guys are going to get smoked this week, Michael.
Yes, I know.
Just prep for it because
I put it in my lock of the week on Sportsman, dog.
You do this all the time. You go against the Bears because it's like your play that if
not as my lock of the week, though. Not as my lock of the week play.
CJ Stroud is just light years of better. Awesome. He's unbelievable.
He's awesome, CJ.
All right. By the way, with the not only the mouthpiece, but like they also have, you see the guys wearing like the caps.
Oh my God. The Guardian cap.
Yeah, but if that's a safety play, I won't hate on it.
It's just heinous, but I agree.
It looks ridiculous.
I tell you what, Tua should have a mandatory Guardian cap. Like, if you have a concussion history, it should be a mandatory thing. As ugly as it is, and it's ugly as sin, if you have a concussion history, why the fuck would you have it as an available thing and not mandate it for guys who have had confirmed concussions? The NFL does so many things that are just ass backwards. It makes no sense.
You can't wear one of those things when you're playing, though.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor wore it. There's players wearing them in the game now.
Yeah. Yes.
What?
Yes.
I think
it looks like a marshmallow on top.
It looks horrible, but again, like I'd rather have that than scrambled eggs for brains.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure is.
Guys are going to be smiling like this if you get fucking concussions, man.
That's a terrible polo.
The guy who designed this polo had 8 concussions.
CTE. They should call it CTE Smiley.
The polo, the CTE.
Damn, dude. That's our own brand. One bad polo. Look, everybody.
Listen, doesn't spoil the bunch. I actually think it looks quite good.
Tell them about Breezy, Mikey. Tell them about Breezy.
I mean, you head over to breezygolf.com. Now, this is one of the originals. Golf's North Star here. You see the red flag. You know what the red flag means. You see Cutsy wearing the fireball fairways. You see Bobby wearing the hoodie over there. You go over to breezygolf.com. And if you're there, you might as well use promo code BEARDOWN15 because you're going to save 15% off on everything there. Why would you not save money? Why would you not? Go over there right now, click that link, use the promo code, and away we go.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Mikey, did you see me and Joe's Besties 7-Eleven promo?
Yeah, I did.
What are you trying to say?
I seen a lot of interesting promos over the last
couple. They're from the Perez
Saks underwear.
Oh yeah.
There's just you guys are gonna be breaking my balls soon because I just got this partnership deal with a supplement company.
Oh,
I mean, pushing
back on the juice.
This is all over the counter supplements, guys. You can buy it in any online store. I'm talking protein. I'm talking, you know, BCAs, branched chain aminos. You know, this is what I'm talking. Joe, we're going to get you some of these sent out to you because you're on a mission now. Post-honeymoon diet. The rare-to-ball diet.
I'm going to try to do the reverse diet. Right. Like, no, most people do it for the summer. I'm going to do
correct.
It for the winter.
Yes, yes. Yeah. That's what originality is the reason why you are who you are.
Yeah.
You do it a little different, and that's why you are who you are.
Yeah, yeah. It sure is. I got to sell this week, and I got to sell. I got to tell you, man, I'm very – I have been a very loyal customer to Uber for a long, long time. And they're striking out left, right, and center. This is the second time now they fucked me. So it has to do with these early morning flights. We're having to be at the airport 5:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. You don't know when you get up how long it's going to take you to get the Uber. So they put in the application that you could schedule a ride ahead of time, which is supposed to be ease, convenience. You set the time that the guy comes to get you and it's no problem. You show up and you're good. So you know exactly where you stand.
I'm going to help you when you're done, by the way. I'm going to help you.
This is the second time now this has happened. So I put it in both times I'm traveling, tons of bags, golf bags, suitcases. This time I was with Jet. We had the Pelican for all of the pod equipment. Just tons of stuff. So I schedule for an Uber XL to make sure I got a minivan or something. I got plenty of space.
Yep.
The problem is when they confirm the reservation the night before, that just is confirmed like David is going to be, they do not show the vehicle that is coming to pick you up in the morning.
Right.
So it's confirmed in XL. And this is the second time it's happened now. They are allowing Teslas to be considered as XL vehicles. It is the most preposterous thing
that's a joke.
Ever fucking seen. These Tesla Model Ys are like, they're like cars. There's no space. So it's the second time it happened with me and Nicole. The first time we had to travel back to Florida, this Tesla Model Y comes. I see it because right before the time that they come, it then shows the vehicle and I'm trying to message a guy to say, guy, I got a lot of like stuff. He cancels on me, charges me a cancellation fee, which is $30. Then I got to go in the app and message them and try to get the money back. Okay. The second time now, the same thing. Tesla shows up and I'm like, dude, and I'm talking to the guy and I'm being very respectful. I'm just like, there's no way you are going to be able to. He's like, well, I could take two out of three of you. I'm like, there's, because it was me, Jed, and Jensen. I'm like, how does that work? Again, cancels, charges me the cancellation fee. And then we end up waiting 20 minutes, 25 minutes to get another. It's another Tesla tries to book. These Teslas have got to go kick rocks. They're not Uber XLs.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what you
got. It almost made us cost our flight. Like, Jen
especially,
and I were the
especially
airport.
If you're with two or three other people and you guys could split it, you download that Black Lane app. This is not an ad. I have no affiliation with Black
Lane. What is it called? Black Lane?
Black Lane. That's the one that I use that you guys.
I'm going to start using it, man.
Daytona when that guy.
This guy looks like he's going to the White House.
When you listen, see, listen, I'm trying to help.
Listen, I'm listening.
Take it or you don't.
Go ahead, Mikey.
When you know, there's a difference between like Uber to me is like, I'm somewhere that I knew I was going out, but now I'm somewhere and I'm bouncing around and I need a ride from X to point A to point B. Okay. But if you know, like scheduled flight ahead of time, you book that. That's their business, is you book it way ahead of time. And I have to tell you, the price, while it's a little more expensive, it's still not going to be astronomically more expensive than Uber.
Yeah.
And you know exactly what you're getting. You book sedan, you book SUV. Well,
the XL was like $65-$70.
Dude, I booked the Arizona one, like that, or the Daytona one that you guys broke. I booked that like a week in advance. And you book an SUV, and guess what shows up? A Tahoe or a fucking Suburban
a
or whatever.
Vehicle. That's what you need.
And the price differential is, I'm telling you, it's not that big.
I'm gonna start using it. And you know what? I never had any.
And by the way, that's a write-off.
Yeah, but it absolutely is. But you know what the thing is, Mikey? I've never had any issues with Uber. It's like the fact that they're allowing these Teslas now to qualify as an XL vehicle.
Yeah,
it's
that's
criminal.
Outrageous.
It's outrageous. And then trying to get another vehicle at 5 in the morning, it's very tough because there's only so many vehicles. It really, it almost cost me my flight. And I'm not like, oh, people are like, oh, this guy is overreacting, first world problems again. It's not. It's a legitimate issue.
I mean, that could be a problem for anybody traveling with a lot of
100%. Tesla does not deserve to be an XL. Uber, figure it fuck out, man. Because you're about to
lose has nothing to do what the car was, because if they showed up in a Honda Odyssey minivan, you would have been like, perfect.
Yes, I would have been happy.
Right. So like, nobody should try and twist
it. I'm not trying to get into like some fancy vehicle. I just wanted to make sure I had enough room. We had tons of bags that we had no issue loading it up to get to the airport.
By the way, Blacklane, they'll put you in a real.
There is like a lot of with Uber, even like outside of the Teslas, there's times where you pay for the XL and then they bring a car that isn't really an XL.
That's correct. It's bullshit. Yeah. It's bullshit.
It's you should be a certain size or a certain weight for your vehicle to be able to be applicable to operate under an XL, because they're charging.
If you're an
more
XL,
money.
If you're an XL, there should be 7 seats with seatbelts. You should have 7 passenger capability if you're going to market it as an XL. Even if it's a fold down third row, like it's like not a traditional third row of seating, but you can actually buckle somebody in. That should be the minimum standard requirement.
I would have taken a 95 Chrysler minivan at that point just to make sure I had the space.
Right. I'll sit in a minivan all day long.
Minivans
are
comfy, man.
Yeah. It's absurd, man. Well, by the way, the minivan of the Bob DeSports is the Pacifica. That's the only thing we travel.
Great van.
Great van.
FP has that thing sorted out from top to bottom.
He loves that van.
All the bells and whistles.
It's a great van.
He, it's great. You know what my dream is? Like, if I had millions and millions of dollars, is
not that far off, Bob.
Fuck off. The fuck out of here.
You knew, you had to know that was coming, Bob.
No, I didn't. I should have. I'd love to travel in one of those Sprinter Mercedes where you go in the back. It's like,
those are great.
Those are the things that like travel Bayern Munich to this.
Yes.
The one that like
that's such a wild pull, but yes.
The one that like Young Thug is riding in.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, oh, that. Do you know the one we went to Rayo's in? That
Yeah.
I love it's like your own apartment back there. You don't even know that you're on the road.
No,
that's my dream.
It's magnificent. Those are magnificent. They really are.
That is my dream. That would be really, really.
I hope Bob gets one. And a driver.
D man. Well, I'm still gonna get you.
Puts the big Bob does sports.
Would you do that before the chef? Or would you do that after the chef?
It's a great question.
Chef first, I would think, for Bob.
A traveling chef would go a long way for us, man. We really would. Just the health of all of us, like eating healthy instead of eating all this garbage that we eat. I mean, it's for a good cause, Bob, but we should really look into it. I've had some people reach out and be like, listen, I'm willing to be the official chef of Bob to Sports.
I think we're a ways away from there, though, D-Man. I really do.
I'm not talking about getting Emeril Lagasse. Bob.
Hey, Bob, listen. Guy found his CPA in his DMs, his barber in his DMs. Yeah. Just let him cook. Let him cook, dog.
I'm just saying it would go a long way, Bob. Matt, you can choose whatever you want.
Not any
and healthy
too.
Food.
The 2014 Canadian barber of the year.
It was a 2022, Bob.
2022.
I thought it was 2018. Cuts.
Could be.
Or maybe it was. I don't know. It was one of those years in the last 6 years.
It was a very good year.
All right, fellas.
It was a very good year.
Let's go into our
summer girls. Sweet summer nights.
Yeah, there you go.
We'd hide behind the lights.
Yeah, it's on the village green when I was 17.
Was 17.
All right, top five. Top five. I think it's a good top five. Mike, if he had an issue with it, I thought this was a good top five.
Dude, I listen, dog, I'm not trying to put a wrinkle, but I got to call out the faithful this week, man. Like, I really like... Humility wise, I never at the end of a top five, and you could check the tape. Bob's rolling his eyes, Joe's rolling their eyes. I don't give a fuck. Let them roll their eyes. Humility wise, I never at the end of, when we do a top five, I never at the end say my top five's the best top five this week. Never. I don't say that. Joe's been known to say that a couple times. I don't say
when
that.
I won.
That's right. That's right. This week I kept quiet, but I really in the back of my mind was like, there's no way. I was like, I was so sure I was winning this week's top five. I am in complete and utter shock and borderline disgust with some of the voting. I sure am. Sure am.
But Mikey, but if you look at your
top
five,
I'm not going to change anything I'm doing.
But if you look at your top five, it's all like just like if you wanted to remake Goodfellas Part 5. Like
Jack Nicholson and Daniel Day-Lewis have incredible.
Yeah. No, it was
Jack
good.
Nicholson's good.
It was good, but it wasn't.
I had to pick Meryl Streep for the PR of the Billy Dumb Show. I was the one who got
too.
Really
cost
screwed.
You big.
I know.
It did.
And you know what? I would have done it again.
It did cost you.
For the show, for the
that's because we have integrity and moral compass.
That's right.
I'm giving you a compliment.
I asked you guys on multiple occasions to change that top five to just be actors, and you guys said no, and then proceeded to not pick a single actress.
Well, I think if you didn't take Meryl Streep, I think Mikey B was going to take her on.
I was the last one, Bob. I was the last pick.
He was the last pick. He was the last.
She slipped through the cracks.
She was Mrs. Irrelevant. She was Mrs. Irrelevant.
She was the Brock Purdy.
Yeah, she didn't have the Brock Purdy effect on my team.
By the way, look how great Brock Purdy's turned out.
Yeah, well, it didn't turn. I came last place in that.
We love Meryl Streep.
We do.
Sure do. I picked her.
All right. It's a fun top five. This top five is going to be top five Chinese dishes. Now we've agreed to do appetizers, sides. So you could really do anything. The thing I
now we've done this before. Just put that out there because that's going to be the first thing that you guys have done this before. But we did it before we had draft
the snake draft.
There will be no duplicates, which is the main thing.
Yes. Right.
And the thing that I want to run by the committee, and the committee's been questioned a lot about.
We're one of the worst committees there is.
The committee.
It's just as simple as that. We're terrible.
Been a bad year for
we're
the
bad.
Committee.
It's been a really bad year. A really bad year. For
there was a really bad year for committee nights and putting stop to sign.
It's been bad. It's the committee's been bad. Now, the thing I want to run by the committee, though, it's up to you guys. But I think, like, all right, if you take dumplings, you can't take shrimp dumplings and the next person do pork dumplings. Then we're getting crazy.
Okay.
Like
unless you give a, if you go Xiaolong Bao. than someone that, I mean, then
what?
We're being.
What does that even mean?
That's a soup dumplings, Bob.
I mean,
soup dumplings.
Was that the ones we had at the Great Wall or whatever that place was? What's the name of that? The Dynasty.
Yeah.
Yo, that Dynasty meal was fucking wild, dude. The Great Wall.
How to you ordering? That's one of my favorite videos. I don't know how that slipped by.
Perfect.
Yes.
It was. It was so good.
All right. So yeah, like fried rice. Once you take fried rice, or once you take lo mein, you can't do shrimp. And
yeah,
then,
I agree.
Then we're getting crazy.
I agree.
I won the last week. So I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna take the three hole. I'd like to go.
Mikey V
came second.
Yeah, I'll go one. I mean,
Joey D two. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's get down to business. This is Chinese dishes.
Yeah. I'll start out of the gate with a staple order that I think just goes into every Chinese order. Give me chicken and broccoli. I feel like chicken and broccoli is like, it's an automatic play.
See, I like beef and broccoli more than chicken and broccoli, but
I like beef and broccoli too, but sometimes I get a little like, if the place isn't like, I just get a little leery about beef sometimes, you know. I'm not saying anything crazy. I'm just saying sometimes
the beef. Not at the Dynasty.
No, not at Dynasty.
What did Mikey call it?
Or the Great Wall.
Mikey called
the Great Wall.
Bob, you know, we got a lot going on.
Right? We do. All right, Joey D.
It's the first pick. I already feel like this is such a big pick here.
Are you going Balungang or whatever that was?
No. You guys wouldn't have even picked that. I'm going to go with chicken chow mein.
You know why? Because you gave like the official name. If you just said soup dumpling, I would have been like, I remember that from the Great Wall. It was fantastic. The Dynasty was fantastic.
X-I-A-O. Yeah, Zhao. Xiao Long Bao. Yeah, I'm going to chicken chow mein.
Okay. All right. Give me orange chicken.
A lot of chicken in the first round. All chicken.
Okay. And then give me fried rice.
Yep.
I'll go egg rolls.
You motherfucker. And you broke my balls so much about how egg rolls.
It's a good pick. I took a second. Pick.
Good. Hold on to the egg roll. And Bob's agreeing. This is so funny how things. This is the ultimate pretzel factory, this place.
When I took egg rolls in my second pick.
You went fucking ballistic. All you were like, oh, egg rolls.
I didn't take it first. I took it second.
But Mikey, I when did you take it though?
When we had top five in the old style, I took it, and everyone had a lot to say about it.
I think it was his first pick.
I love the egg roll. That one hurts. Give me wonton soup.
That's a good one.
And give me lo mein.
Well, I already have chow mein. Is that different?
Yeah, what's the difference?
It's noodles. I mean,
chow mein, lo mein is completely.
It's a main.
It's
right?
A different dish. Yeah, there's my fun. There's lo mein.
I think that I'm okay with that.
That's fine. All right.
Committee approves.
I'm just asking the question. I am gonna go with. This is a curious spot to be in here. I'm gonna go with a honey glazed walnut shrimp.
Good pick. I like it.
Okay.
I mean, it's a good one.
No. Give me General Tso's chicken.
Yep, the general. Love the general. I do. I love the general.
All right. General Tso's chicken and then Great Burger. and then give me dumplings.
Is that all dumplings?
I think so.
That's
unbelievable.
I think,
man.
I'm conducting.
Goodbye, Zhao Bong Chong.
No,
whatever. What was it?
Zhao Bong Wai? If you want to take Zhao Bong Chong, you can take it.
Zhao Long Bao.
Zhao Long Bao. That's what I got.
By the way, you got to know the dumplings that you're ordering. There's Har Gow, there's Shumai, The Xiaolong, you got to know.
Come on.
Get out of here,
man.
Dude.
Come on, man.
You lived a different life than us.
Yeah, you really do, dog. You really do.
We grew up in New Jersey, not in Vancouver, dude. Like, if we don't
Vancouver, Vancouver. By the way, great Chinese food in Vancouver. Really that is confirmed. Some of the best that ever. Is confirmed. The best. I agree. I do agree. Joe, you nailed that one. You nailed that one, and I'll never let anyone forget it.
All right, I'm gonna go with I go with Kung Pao Chicken.
Good play, BD.
All right, give me barbecue spare ribs.
Nah, that was mine. That was that's mine.
And I'm gonna finish off with another one of those dishes that I just feel is like a staple dish for a lot of people. Give me sesame chicken. Sesame chicken.
I can't believe this has fallen to me. I'm going Peking duck. I can't believe this.
I'm going to say this. I love Peking duck. I love you most especially. But like, I'm not surprised that it fell because I just feel like not a lot of people order Peking duck.
It's the best dish.
Joe, you know I don't disagree with you, but I feel like Peking duck, I'm never going to order it delivery Chinese. I'm only going to order Peking duck if I'm sitting delivery. Down.
This is top five Chinese dishes.
I know that, but like 9 times out of 10, if I'm eating Chinese, it's delivery. I just don't get to go out for Chinese often. But I love Peking duck. I love Peking duck.
This is a whole Meryl Streep thing now. Now this is unbelievable.
No, this has nothing to do
this
with
is
Meryl
never was
Streep.
take home Chinese. This was top five Chinese dishes.
Bob, how do you feel about the Peking duck pick? How do you feel about it?
Oh, I think if anybody was going to take Peking duck,
it's Joe,
it was going to be
the last duck. Pick on the board. I
by
mean,
the way, that
a
was a little hoisin sauce.
Oh,
Joe?
You do it in a lettuce wrap? It's unbelievable. It was the best dish
Bob.
We had.
Big pick here for Bob.
I know I'm going to have a lot of chicken, but I'm okay with it. Give me sesame chicken.
I just
took
sesame
chicken.
There should be some type of penalty for that.
Oh, maybe he doesn't get a fifth pick.
There should be a penalty for that.
Well, what's the penalty?
So I don't know. We'd have to discuss it. We can't enforce it now because it's.
I agree. I completely agree.
But
moving forward, if you take one that's already.
I think that's the first time that's ever happened.
Could be, but the committee has again. The committee is going to come under hot water again because there's nothing established for that.
We got it. Well, this is.
Am
the first
I able
time,
to change
so
my
why...
Peking duck?
No, what? Absolutely not.
Because now you guys are banging me.
Why? Well, I said I love. I
didn't know
on the
it was
record,
takeout Chinese.
It's not takeout Chinese. You're missing what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's not takeout. It's top five Chinese dishes. All I'm saying is like. I just don't order Peking duck enough for it to be in my top five. That's all I'm saying, because I only trust it if I'm sitting down
do
at
want,
like a nice restaurant.
Do you want
if you
to
look
it,
up most famous Chinese
do you want,
dish.
Do you want it? Do you want to let him change, Mikey?
No. No.
Okay.
Remember the last time I gave you a Chinese dish? And I said, keep it in mind.
I would let him change.
Yeah. Yeah,
I would.
The committee's never.
I would let.
I let you change last time. Mikey. And I said, Michael, don't forget this. And you said, thank you, Joe. Thank
Mikey,
you. I don't remember
Mikey,
what it was.
Mikey, let him change.
Go ahead, change it. Man, right, the committee's fought. We are gonna get fucking flamed. We are weak-willed pussies. That's really
switching.
What we are. We are.
I let you change last time, and I said, don't forget it, Michael.
Let him change.
Joe, I'm letting you change because you're not wrong about me saying that.
Yes,
that's true. I did say that.
What's good for the goose should be good for the gander.
Man, we stink.
Now, I am going to take, instead of the Peking duck, I'm taking sweet and sour pork.
Okay, I'm going to take the Peking duck.
No, you're not. No,
I'm
going to
take the Peking duck at five. I'm going to take the Peking duck at five.
Wait, no, that bangs me.
You fucking idiot. Why would you do that?
You duck at five.
Because when you said about the takeout, it just kept me thinking the whole time. Like,
by
if
the
it's
way,
a takeout item, I wouldn't order.
Gardens, Joe. By the way, sweet and sour pork's a very good. I think sweet and sour pork is going to play better than the Peking duck.
By the way, though, I think the last time I took Peking duck, and now that I recollect, I think that banged me on the pole.
Well, let's see if it bangs. Well, probably not.
Now we'll see if the Bobo effect really.
No, I got a great
Bobo,
list.
Bobo
don't
effect.
Set it like
real,
that.
Dog.
No, don't
the
set
Bobo effect now. If this comes
real,
through,
favor. Don't when, set it up like this. It's ridiculous.
When Tom Cruise, when Tom Cruise is considered a better actor than Marlon Brando.
No, it's the whole list. You got to.
I know. Totality of the circumstances.
Because you know what? I didn't have a five, so it's great to get to being that. Now, look, look, I did not have a five. That was
unbelievable. Oh, you know, he tried to steal Mikey's sesame
that
chicken.
That was so good. Yeah, he so did the, try to. By the way, panicking. He stole two fucking picks.
Well, that's on the committee.
That's why, you know what, now looking back at it, that's why he allowed me to change
the job. No shit. I didn't think he was going to go that route. I didn't think he would stoop so low.
I thought he had another pick.
I didn't think he would stoop so low.
Oh, he stooped low. It was like the limbo up in this shit.
So, Mikey, let's read off these plays here. I got a
good list. I actually like my list now.
I love my list.
I love mine. Everybody loves it. I got chicken and broccoli, wonton soup, lo mein, barbecue spare ribs, sesame chicken. Joe
That's
has chicken. Joe has chicken chow mein, egg rolls, honey glazed walnut chicken. Honey glazed walnut shrimp.
Yeah, good
luck with that graphic, T-Bone.
Kung they Pao. Have it at Panda Express. It's an easy graphic.
Kung Pao chicken.
It is good at Panda Express. The best thing.
Sweet and sour pork.
That's a great list. A lot of variety.
Wait, what was what was the name of the dumplings, Joe?
Zhao Pong Wong.
Zhao Long Bao, you idiot.
Zhao Long Bao. Yes. It's a hard name to remember, Joe. I don't speak Cantonese such as you.
Maybe Mandarin.
Mandarin, correct. Bob's got orange chicken, fried rice, the General So's, dumplings, and Peking duck.
That's a good list, E-Man. That's a good list.
The duck might have just put him over the top, man. He would have been scrambling. I fucked myself.
Quack.
I'll tell you what was better than the list was this episode.
Great episode.
If I do say so myself.
Mikey,
for the love of God, can you send us a pick in the digest? A communal pick?
Well, I don't understand. Like, Mikey, I post my
picks. Your picks have 1 to 2 point Mikey, differences that we have.
Mikey, let me ask you something.
It's live draft.
Why don't you put the picks in the digest? Why don't you get it all out on the table?
There's been a couple instances this season where when I put it into the digest and we for whatever reason, the mojo is very down on these picks if I put it into the digest. We've lost. I think we're 0-3 on digest.
We used to ride every week. We sure did. It was a great time.
All right, we're back today. Starting today. Starting now. Right. We're going to flip it and we're going to reverse
I like
it.
That. We're on a good... We're back. Bob's in Vegas, for God's sake. If we don't get luck like that, I don't know what more luck we could get.
Yeah, that's right. Luck.
Now, Bob, you know what you could do? You could take our pick, you could put it in for all three of us and get that 350 Venetian, you know, sports book. You could get that charge removed and we could all win on a pick.
He won that already on the under last night in K-State, Arizona.
Oh my God, this guy's,
this guy's
going to be ready to get that sprinter van after this trip,
Michael.
Ladies. With the personal chef on board.
Oh yeah, on board. You'll have a hibachi in there.
Yeah, that would be nice. A hibachi on wheels. Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does it. Another terrific episode there. If we do say so ourselves of the Brilliantly Dumb Show, we love you. So. We appreciate you. Make sure you go ahead and smash that subscribe button. We will see you next time.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rumco, New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.